Welcome to Ignite Birmingham, where we provide true God-given business revelation. This broadcast is powered by Oasis, engaging business leaders and investors for Christ. So let's ignite Birmingham and join the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ignite Birmingham, powered by Oasis.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank
give
you.
Yourself a, give yourself an applause.
Let me see what we can do here. Oh, yeah.
Wow,
too,
I can tell you've been practicing.
Oh, they're standing.
She got a vocal coach.
I do.
Yes. You're a woman of many talents.
I try to be, Pastor.
Yeah.
How's it going, Pastor Randall?
It is going well. I mean, how could it not be going well when I hear that this morning? That was a joyful noise.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, and you brought coffee. You are bearing gifts, and it's great. And it's my birthday month, so it will behoove you to continue to do that and amp it up this month.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I now have crossed the 40 now. It's been my birthday month as well. It was
really?
A couple of weeks ago on the 9th.
Okay.
So it's so we're right there together, but you're much younger than I am.
Absolutely. Yes. You know exactly what to say.
I do.
We're excited about today. You know, we a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago, we had Labor Day. So
yes.
We kind of relaxed on that day. Did you work that day, Martin?
Oh, no, I did not work that day.
I didn't either.
I made sure to honor the holiday.
I'm usually working as a business owner. I'm just work all the way through all holidays, but I did something different that time.
I get the opposite of what it said. I did not do labor on Labor Day. So
yeah, it was a beautiful thing. Yeah. We want to say hello to the beautiful and wonderful Dr. Kay and let her know we're thinking about her and we miss her. It's hard to be on this show with all guys.
She's coming back.
We do our best. Yeah.
She's coming back. She's coming back.
Oh, yeah. The mic is still waiting for her with the crown blinging. Yeah. So we have a great show here today. I have a great guest here today. I think, Martin, you're going to introduce our guest here
today.
We're
super excited. He's no stranger to Ignite Birmingham. Pastor Rob Jennin, is this maybe your fifth time on the show?
You know, that is a great question. We've kind of developed a rhythm, and I love being able to be with you. So whether it's my fifth or 50th, I'm glad.
Well, Rob Jennin is the executive director of what I have said many times is one of the most dynamic businesses mission ministries in Birmingham. I think we're celebrating, was it 50 years? Was it 40 years?
Yeah, we're at 43 years this year. It started in 1981.
43 years of continuous service to the business community, bringing Christ into the marketplace. Not only do they have the commitment, the longevity, but the impact into the business world of Birmingham has been great for reaching men, women in the marketplace. And now also, what is the older one? What are we calling that one, Rob?
YBL Legacy. It's second half is what we had been calling it.
Okay.
We're actually working through a name change to keep it a little bit more connected with the overall ministry and mission.
So YBL Legacy.
Yeah.
Look at that. You first heard it here, right here at Oasis. Well, Rob, we're going to ask you a couple of questions about leadership. Rob is hanging around more leaders and one of the reasons I love Rob Jennin is as far as I know, and Rob could tell me otherwise, he is, as far as I know, other than Pastor Randall Burcham himself, is the only pastor that primarily spends his full-time ministry working in the business community and serving the business community at large, not necessarily for a specific group, you know, just tied to a church, but literally ministering to all business leaders, whether you're affiliated with a local church or not. He is covering us in ministry. And Rob, I really appreciate your commitment to that service. Would you tell us a little bit more about YBL and maybe about, of course, this great event that's coming up on September 29th, the YBL Fall Breakfast?
Sure, I'd love to. Now, young business leaders started, like we said, 43 years ago with a vision to helping specifically young men to start well in their careers. And the way I would describe it is, we want men to recognize that they are not owners, but stewards of their life and resources. We want them to recognize that the most important investments that they'll ever have are the relationships they have with God and with others. And we want to help men to see that they are not just company men, but kingdom men. And the exciting thing for us in 2014, so it's almost 10 years this year, we're coming up on the 10-year mark next year, we launched a parallel ministry to women called Women Business Leaders. And I know you're going to have Sharon on soon, so I'll let her talk more about that ministry. But we really want to blanket the Birmingham marketplace with gospel teaching, recognizing that the marketplace worker and leader is really one of the most strategically positioned people to have gospel impact in the lives of his friends, coworkers, suppliers, and all the people that they come into contact with on a day-to-day basis.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Pastor Rob, is there an age with this? What's too young
right
to be a part of this?
That's a great question. Well, my son keeps begging to come to these events, and he's 11, just turned 12.
I love it.
But, you know, I tag him along and say, look, you're not really allowed to be here unless you work. So that's kind of the deal we've got. The target we have is people who are graduating college. Now, we do a little bit with Samford, you know, trying to help prep some guys so they don't just graduate and know nothing. Mm-hmm. Really, colleges, even on the college campus, people struggle to process, even Christian schools struggle to process the connection between faith and business and how to live out your faith in the workplace. But so our start point is really, you know, if they go straight into work at 18 and they don't go to college, we would welcome them. If they finish college and they're coming out of college and starting their career, 21, 22, we say we go from 20, 21 to 99.
Oh, I love it.
And if you're 100 and you want to visit, that's cool.
Which is why at 45, I'm still considered a young business leader.
So absolutely.
I go regularly. It's the one place they still refer to me as young.
I'm so glad to hear that. I just hit 40, Rob, so I'm glad to know that I can still participate, because I was getting a little nervous about you telling me I had to join the legacy group.
Oh, man. Now, you know, when YBL started, the average age of the guys who started it was 26 years old. So that they thought, hey, that sounds good and flattering. We're young. We're business guys. We're leaders. But we really have recognized that for this ministry to be a success, especially with the mentoring components we have, we want to make sure that people of all generations are engaging and pouring into each other.
Hmm. Yeah, and I love what you're doing with the breakfast, the fall breakfast that's coming up September 29th, 6 a.m., I believe it's out there at the Vestavia Country Club. And Jeff Struker, I believe, is going to be your speaker. Let's talk a little bit about him and what he's going to share at that breakfast.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for mentioning the event. We are super excited to welcome Army Ranger and Captain Jeff Struker. He has a long decorated military service career, first serving in the Army Rangers and then serving as a chaplain in the Army Rangers. He actually has accomplished a variety of remarkable achievements such that he's been inducted into the U.S. Army Ranger Hall of Fame, which makes him kind of the elite of the elite forces in our country. And he is currently now serving as a pastor of a church in Columbus, Georgia, and he works with the Special Forces in Fort Benning, just south of there. So he's had a remarkable career and life and livelihood, and he really kind of appeared on the scene and became famous in 1993 when it kind of became aware to the world through Red Cross that the Somalian people were being systematically starved by their own warlords who were vying for power. Over 300,000 were starved. And so the military sent in a peacekeeping force of 25,000 to try to just protect these people from this humanitarian crisis. And Jeff was one of the Army Rangers advanced team there. And they identified that one of the warlords was responsible for all this starvation and mistreatment, trying to consolidate power. And they're working on trying to take him out. And during a routine recon mission, two of their helicopters, Black Hawk helicopters, were shot down in the most hostile part of Mogadishu. Wow. And Captain Strucker, Jeff Strucker at that time, was driving a Humvee, and he went in and rescued a number of injured men and drove through heavy fire to get them out of danger. And then when they cleaned out the blood from the back of the Humvee, he loaded up and went back in to all of that to try to help more men. So he's a heroic man by nature, has a strong commitment to faith and to leadership. And so we're looking forward to him coming to share not just his personal stories from what became known as the Black Hawk Down incident from the movie they made about it, but also just a life of leadership skills, commanding men, training men, and discipling men as a chaplain, and now serving as a pastor. He's got a lifetime of experience and wisdom he's going to come share with us.
Wow. You know, I know you've got to cut off in just a couple of minutes, and we'll finish giving people the details on there. But while we have you, I would love for you to spend a moment pondering with us this last question we have for you. As you are, you know, seeing so many business leaders in the community in Birmingham, if you had to speak to every business leader, you know, in the church, what would be the message you'd be giving to them now?
Wow, that is a big should have gave you some practice, huh? Microphone. Yeah.
No, I want to talk.
So,
I'll
just talk like I had this all planned.
Exactly. That's the best kind.
Yeah. I think that's one of the greatest privileges of what I get to do, is to speak to businessmen. One of the challenges sometimes is that in the church, we don't talk to businessmen and recognize the pressures that they're under. I just want to encourage men who are at the front lines, and certainly women too, through WBL. You know, I'm overseeing that ministry as well with Sharon Head, our director. But my passion is to help men as they feel under fire and under pressure in their work, trying to find a work-life balance. I would just encourage them to slow down and to really seek the face of God every day, to start their day with God, and to pursue relationships with people, and to realize that while all of these other pressures are swirling about them, if they keep the center strong in a relationship with God through Jesus, and if they remember to prioritize rightly their families, then I think their work will fall into place. And, you know, we have, you know, regular discipleship and outreach efforts. We have small groups all around the city. We have mentoring relationships. We want to help men find that balance and to find that life becomes truly meaningful when you live it following Jesus. And so that would be the biggest thing I would say, is that as we're chasing a lot of different accomplishments, values, you know, we want 10x earnings and, you know, all kinds of business objectives, Jesus really has something to do with every business decision you make. And that's not just a platitude. When we come to understand what that really means and how the Bible guides every area of life, we're going to do business in a different way, and in a way that will actually enable us to accomplish all our objectives and to do it better than we ever thought we would.
Wow, Jeff, I really appreciate that. I really do. And I think you're right. It's really about that Jesus can be all part of your life, not just, not just church, not just in your family, but you include him in your business, and letting people know what that's like to put him in your business, how to bring a culture of that into your employees. And also, how to trust God with your business.
Pastor Rob, we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today with Ignite Birmingham. I also want to let our listeners know, because we have people who are part of this network
who are not just in Birmingham, various people listen. Mm-hmm. So I know that your initiative, it's in Jacksonville, is it? Huntsville and Birmingham? Are those the areas?
That's right. In Jackson, Mississippi and Huntsville, Alabama. In Huntsville, the partner ministry we have there is called Vantage Leadership Initiative.
Okay.
And we've still got some ministry up in Cincinnati, Ohio as well. But anybody, anywhere, we have resources on our website. You can see some of our past speakers and their videos. We have curriculum on our website under the resources tab that can help people lead businessmen or women's small groups. So if you're not in Birmingham and this is something you'd like to start in your city, would love to connect with you and help give you ideas and encouragement on how you could be a catalyst for change in your city.
Awesome. Pastor Rob, thank you so much for hanging out with us again. And we'll look forward to seeing you, some of these guys at the Fall Breakfast, mm-hmm. Which will be September 29th, 6 o'clock a.m. at Vestavia Country Club. $25 would get that ticket for you, and you can grab a table for $200. I like those prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right on. It's a lost leader for us. We want people to come.
Absolutely.
And if there's ever a financial hardship, just reach out to us. We'd rather you be there than worry about the money.
I love it. All right, Pastor, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks so much. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, okay. So well, that's great. And I just want you to know that I have, when I started going to the faith and business community, really seeking to launch Oasis, it started at YBL. A lot of people thought when I was talking about, hey, we're going to start this community, this network, they were like, oh, you're going to do a YBL. And I was like, a YBL? What's a YBL? And then I got invited to a breakfast, this very same one. I probably have been to, I don't know, 8 of them. You know, we have 2 or 3 a year. They're very big events. The reason I like these breakfasts is because it's a soft place to bring a non-believer or someone distant from the Lord. A lot of people won't visit with you at church, but they'll certainly go to what they believe is sort of a mixer, a business thing, a breakfast at a more of a secular area, especially the beautiful Vestavia Country Club. So if you have coworkers, colleagues that the Lord has been prompting you to bring closer to Christ, but they're not ready to visit your small groups or your discipleship groups, this is a great soft landing to build faith. Someone like that.
And I think that 30 minutes, the actual breakfast starts at 6:30, but I think 6 o'clock allows time to network, mm-hmm. business cards, get to know people. So I think that's a good solid 2 hours of greatness.
Oh yeah. It's time well spent.
Yeah. I mean, you taught us on this podcast that you get there early.
Oh yeah. Don't come late.
Yeah. Don't come late. You get there early, you get the food and you get to network. Yeah. And I think this is a great, if you go to oasisbirmingham.com, you can find the events tab. We have all the information there for you to register for the event. If you have any other questions, you can feel free to email me at randall@oasisbirmingham.com. We are a proud sponsor of YBL at Oasis. We'll have a table there. But you snooze, you lose. You may not have a spot at the table, but you can get yourself your own ticket for $25. If our table is already full, we'll have to check with Liz on that.
Yeah. Before we, you know, kind of terminate, I also would like to celebrate.
Terminate? That's a strong.
Is that, you know, I did that last time, and I think y'all didn't like that word, terminate.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Before we disembark, before we dismiss, is that better?
Let's work on it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to fit into
Clarissa's
world.
Before we say goodbye for just another 7 days to our listeners.
Okay. That's I don't want to get too off, but I remember I used to watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yes.
And the most saddest moment was when the show would start to end. And I'd be like, aw. And he put his little sweater on. Yeah. Well, take his sweater off and then put his outdoor sweater and change his shoes. Yeah. And I'd be like, I have to wait till tomorrow. Exactly. Yeah. That was really sad.
I need to find that music.
So, no, don't do that, because then I'll have bad memories again. Okay. But what I wanted to do again was, again, we are in a kingdom. And these two don't even know this. I actually released a podcast last week on Thursday, September 7th, a solo. Ignite Birmingham podcast to, again, remind us about the Shemitah cycle, which Kayla and I have talked about a lot over the last year and a half. I then followed up on the Marketplace Summons in those spring holidays. And I told y'all then, when we talked about Passover, we talked about Shavuot. You remember, we'd always joke about Shavuot. That's Pentecost. And those are the holidays that are the easiest to understand because we have, you know, Easter and Pentecost right connected to it. But now we're in the fall. And I told y'all those are a little bit more complicated. So I did a release last week. Hopefully some of y'all heard it. But I want to go ahead and wish you again happy Rosh Hashanah. We are in the new year. Today is the 18th as the day of we are releasing this recording, which means we're 3 days into the new year. We're actually on the third day of a 10-day experience. This is the week of repentance or the feast of repentance. And you're headed into Yom Kippur, which in the Jewish world, really in our world, in the nation of Israel, is the highest holy day of the year. It is the day that the Lord sits down a little bit closer, opens the book of life, analyzes your last year, and is setting the tone for your next year. So I encourage you, if you did not listen to my solo release that I released, you would get more detail there. But bottom line is, happy new year. Let's get this going. So happy to be here with you on this new ride.
How can we grab your podcast?
Well, it's right here at Ignite Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah, good. We released it. It was a bonus episode. Mm-hmm. And so if you just go ahead and play back, it should be the one right before this. It was the one released on September the 7th.
And Martin, if I remember correctly about Yom Kippur, this is the day that if you're Jewish, you believe that all of your sins have been, it's the Day of Atonement. Am I correct? Mm.
It is the Day of Atonement. And again, I love how he says, if you're Jewish.
Well, what I wanted to point out is that that's the Day of Atonement where they believe that, all their sins have been atoned. And one thing that I have noticed about our Jewish friend is that they take that so seriously. They understand the all the covenants of the book that they're in. They have no problem with condemnation. They don't struggle with any of that. And I just want to remind us as Christians that we've had atonement through Jesus Christ, and that we should not live in any kind of condemnation because now there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. I love it. Love it. Love it. And I highly encourage you. I do believe there's a direct correlation between the advancement of the kingdom of heaven on earth. You want to see miracles. You want to see, as Jesus said, you know, greater is that will happen than what I've done right now. People walking on water, getting healing. There is a direct correlation between the understanding of these mohedims or these high holy days and our faith with Jesus. And the closer we get to understanding that in our kingdom, you will see advancement of the kingdom. Thank you. Looking forward to that.
I'm actually going to go out and grab that. You kind of get this feeling that you get that feeling not even knowing where it is on the Jewish calendar. And so now to kind of pair that up, I'm really looking forward to that information. So I'm going to grab that. Are you going to be kind of walking us through the calendar with this?
We have so many things on the calendar right now. Okay. We'll see.
I'll just start with one podcast at a time.
I was going to say, I mean, like, we got so many guests and so many things that are happening.
We're definitely committed to hitting the high ones for sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's so many great things happening with Ignite Birmingham and that station, and we can expect to see some great, wonderful surprises in addition to our episodes that we have going on. So, guys, just want to remind you about the YBL Fall Breakfast, which will be at the Stavia Country Club. That's Friday, September 29th. So mark your calendar, young guys out there. that should be everyone listening.
Right.
6 a.m. We'll kick it off and you'll be there from about 6 to 8. And you can go to oasisbirmingham.com and grab your tickets. You can get an individual ticket at $25 or go ahead and bless someone. Grab a whole table and then bring some friends and bless them. I think it's going to be a really great opportunity for you to network and to really hear a great, great speaker that will be there on that morning. So I'm really looking forward to you guys bringing information back. I guess I can't be there, but I'll go to the WBL. I'm first too. All right, guys. Any final words, Pastor?
Just another example of faith and business in the marketplace. So glad that we had this episode today, just a reminder for everyone out there that you, if you're called to business or you're, everybody's in the marketplace, mm-hmm. And Jesus is everywhere. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And he exists in the marketplace, just like he exists in your home. And we need to be mindful of that, that we carry, his spirit wherever we go.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And remember, when you download this podcast, share it with your network of friends. People can really benefit what's going on. You can take this link and embed it in your social media platforms. You can text people this link, especially young guys that you know that can benefit from this breakfast. I think it's really going to be a great time for our young men to fellowship and connect together. So share this network, share this station, share this link. We'd love for you to share it out to your network of friends. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we'll see you back here next week.
Next week.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Blessed. This wraps up another episode of Ignite Birmingham, powered by Oasis. We look forward to hanging out with you next week.